USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A massive sell-off on Wall Street to tell you about as China lowers its currency. The Dow down 767 points, almost 3% to close at 26,717. The Nasdaq down 278 points. The S&P 500 down 87 points. In other news,
the First Lady and I join all Americans in praying and grieving for the victims, their families, and the survivors.
President Trump addresses the country, offering condolences to the families in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio, whose loved ones killed in the two mass shootings over the weekend.
America weeps for the fallen. We are a loving nation, and our children are entitled to grow up in a just, peaceful, and loving society. Together, we lock arms to shoulder the grief.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Republican Rand Paul taking to Twitter to talk about his most recent health issue. The Kentucky senator says he's had part of his lung removed, the result of an attack at the hands of his neighbor back in 2017, the man breaking six of his ribs and bruising his lungs. The procedure done at Vanderbilt University, Rand Paul tweeting he should be able to return to the Senate in September. Intense diplomatic negotiations underway to convince three Pacific Island nations to renew a security agreement.
The current agreement is set to expire in 2023, giving Beijing an opportunity to further its influence in the Pacific Island nations of Micronesia, the Marshall Islands, and Palau. Secretary of State Pompeo said,
"We know China seeks to engage and to influence this region, but I'm convinced that the people of the Marshall Islands, the people of Palau, understand that having partners that are democratic are the best partnerships for the people that will continue to make their lives better."
I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An in-depth look now at one of our top stories on USA Radio News, the massive sell-off on Wall Street, and exactly what's behind it. USA Radio's Tim Berg takes a look.
As the trade war between the United States and China heats up, the Dow lost 767 points to close at 25,717, its worst day of 2019. Trader Teddy Weisenberg joins Fox Business and believes,
"Market says, you know, Ashley can deal with just about anything, good news, bad news, but clearly uncertainty, and the uncertainty that continues to be created around these tariff negotiations and all the difficult fallout from it clearly is not a positive for the market."
The Nasdaq fell 278 points and the S&P lost 87. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
There's a move to have the city of Chicago become its own state, USA Radio's Chris Barnes explains.
A group of people still pushing for the Windy City to leave the state and become its own. Petitioners have been gathering support for the past 2 years to make Cook County, Illinois, the country's 51st state. The current drive to divorce the city from the state is linked to the urban-rural divide of that state. Downstate separatists point to divides on abortion, the legalization of marijuana, and gun control as particular sticking points. Illinois' status as a sanctuary state for illegal immigrants is also a divisive issue.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.